from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at 93.7thefan.com's contesting page. All right, I got asked this question, and I thought it was a good one today, Paul. In the Post-Gazette mailbag, does the emergence of Joey Bart make Henry Davis expendable at the trade deadline? What if it took Henry Davis to bring in a Brent Rooker? What if that was the piece that gave the Pirates a better trade package than any other team? If that was the piece that pushed him over the top?
Well, I would tell you this. I've been on record as saying I don't have a problem if they have to throw him in any trade, as long as they're getting value back, because I've watched a lot of sports in my life. And I'm very rarely wrong when I say this. I just don't think it's going to happen for him the way they think it's going to happen. I just don't. I just don't think he's going to be a guy that warrants 1-1 ever. You know what I mean? I just don't think he's going to be that guy that warrants 1-1 ever.
I'm not thrilled with the idea of getting rid of him, but Joey Bart is really, really starting to grow on me. We've talked about him many times. Did you see his throw last night and the way McHenry broke it down? Like, he can play the position, and he's been a pretty consistent hitter since. It's still a small sample size, but the real point for me, Paul, is, yes, the emergence of Bart, but also Andy Rodriguez is coming back. To me, he was their prime catching prospect, and he looked pretty good defensively when he came up here, and I still think he could hit.
That's what I always say to people, and you and I have talked about this before. You cannot worry about what Henry Davis becomes somewhere else if you have two guys that are here that are helping you win games. Let's say Henry Davis is one of these guys that bounces around for two or three more years and then, boom, takes off. Who cares? If you've got your people in place, you know, that's why I always say the biggest problem with the Tyler Glasnow trade wasn't that they traded a lot. It's that they did it for the wrong guy. Because if, what was his name? I forget.
Chris Archer.
If Chris Archer came in and was dominant for 2 years, nobody would be talking about that trade ever. So it's not about who you're trading. It's about who you're getting.
I do agree with that. And having said that, though, I'm still not enamored with the idea, because Henry Davis is still young. And we're talking about this yesterday. His career numbers in AAA aren't good. They're great. And I know there's a huge, huge difference, maybe a bigger difference than ever before between AAA and the majors, but this guy pounds AAA pitching to the tune of 1,000 OPS.
Yeah.
So I'm not like eager to give up on Henry Davis, but I am eager to make a run this season, and there's alternatives and maybe really good ones. That's, to me, is the whole point. Is they have a guy who was, what's really the difference? Henry Davis went first overall. This dude went second overall.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a couple of years older. And, so what? And, he's still in his 20s.
And here's the thing. What did they have to give up to get him?
Nothing. And that gets to another point, which is Ben Cherington.
Right.
And all the justified criticism that has been levied against Cherington here on this show and all around town. And will again, if he stands pat or makes some, you know, piddly little move, if piddly's even a word, limits, I don't know. Lots of justified criticism of Ben Cherington. I think that almost is just understood with everybody. But what doesn't get talked about is the moves, the things that Ben Cherington has done right, Paul.
Well,
and among those are Joey Bart.
Right.
Bailey Falter was a good move, but on a much bigger scale. Aroldis Chapman, have we all watched him pitch lately? Was that a good move? On a much bigger scale, he identified Keller and Reynolds as extension candidates and signed the deals for a combined almost $200 million. And he looks great on both fronts. And bigger than anything, and I think this is the one that people forget, and I went back and looked just to make sure I wasn't crazy, is it was a legit decision between Dylan Cruz and Paul Skeens at the top of that draft. And MLB.com at the time had, I think, 10 draft experts, a number of them, and they had Cruz as the likely pick. And they said this on the story on MLB.com. The majority of teams would take Cruz number one, and most teams think the Pirates will take Cruz. That was the thinking at the time. They went with Skeens. They got the right guy. It was only one of the most important decisions in franchise history, and Cherington got it right. So I don't see any problem with being balanced with this, Paul. He's had some really good moves.
Well, and I think there's another part of it, and you're right about that, but there's another part of it, Joe. The cautionary tale is if you hang on to Henry Davis too long,
yeah,
he becomes Joey Bart, who you just basically give away for nothing.
I know.
He's got value
but
now.
But too long for him is still a while away. He's got 300 major league at-bats.
Yeah, but still.
Don't get me wrong. If that's still, what clinches Brent
you
Rooker,
could sell,
I deal him.
You could sell him still based on his potential. He still has value. That's the biggest thing. But every month that goes by that he flames out, every month that goes by that it's, you know, working for him, his value goes down a little bit to the point where people start to say, can this guy get it done or not?
412-928-9370. Destiny's Child up next, but not until you join us. Limits, let's go to the phones, shall we?
Let's start with Bill in New Jersey.
Hey, Bill, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call, guys. I appreciate it.
Sure.
I'm with Paul. In the retrospect, you know how to Archer trade. You can't be afraid to make a deal. And I was listening to what you guys were talking about, the bullpen. I say empty it up and go get Mason Miller and Rooker and Peter Price. I don't care about prospects. I don't care about getting burned. If you got Mason Miller and Rooker, just look what that pitching would do from the sixth inning on with that bullpen. And I would give up Henry Davis. I might even go as far as Bubba Chandler.
Because you'd have to go. Wait, hold on a second here. What's your name again, Bill?
Bill, yep.
If you went and got Mason Miller and Brent Rooker, you don't get to pick and choose. You ask the A's who they want, and you would absolutely lose Bubba Chandler. You might lose your top five prospects for those two guys.
And I might still do it because
so
I'm all in.
I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm not saying I wouldn't, man. And also there's talk of Mason Miller being a starter next season.
Yeah.
Paul, you've talked about this.
Right. I mean, I think the thing about him is you're getting a guy for not just 1 year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That changes it for me. Changes a lot for me.
Can you imagine if Mason Miller and Rooker walked through those doors? IT would never be the same. Would he, Limits?
No, he'd turn into Mr. T.
How's he doing today? Throw the mic over to him.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
There you go.
Wow. Fantastic.
It's always, what happened? Why fantastic, IT?
Is fantastic not a good adjective to use?
It's a great one, but it leads one to wonder why. What's gone on in IT's life that he's fantastic right now?
Why are you fantastic?
I don't know. I had a good night's sleep, woke up feeling good, so... Ready to conquer the day.
There you go, Paul.
He's still feeling good after his vacation.
I know he is.
He's still on
a lot happened on that vacation.
Yeah.
All right. Next. Who's next?
Josh is in Pittsburgh.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. Yeah. So to start it off, I think with Henry Davis, I am one of the people that wants to see him succeed so much because in my mind, I think that his draft pick was to me like the start of the Pirates really thinking, okay, let's rebuild, let's start getting players to make an impact. And I want him to succeed, and obviously that hasn't necessarily panned out. And with Endy coming back and Joey Bart playing how he is, I mean, he was picked 2 overall for a reason. I think, you know, if you can trade Henry Davis for a player that can help you win now, like, I think I've heard people say, like, you know, if you can do, like, Solometto and Davis for Rooker or something, like, in that capacity.
Yes.
I'll sign that ASAP. It's just, I think it's a tough spot because I think they're 50-50 on if they trade him now, they're scared that he's going to have more value in the future. And then in the future, if it doesn't pan out, they're scared he's going to lose value. And I think it's just, it's a tough spot to be in. But I think that the fact that the Pirates are seriously considered buyers, at least by my standards at this point, is a very good sign. And I think that any deal that you can do to win now, and if you lose your 1-1, think about it in the way that you got Joey Bart for dirt cheap. So you basically downgraded one draft spot and you got other players to help you win.
Yeah, and Endy was a higher rated prospect than Davis at this time last year. Appreciate the call. So, Paul, my hope is that Bob Nutting doesn't have, you know, PTSD from the Archer trade.
Right.
And if you're Nutting, you can also imagine him looking ahead and saying, yeah, even if we don't, look at what's happening right now. If we're just like hanging around for the next 5 years with Skeens,
right,
we have that event that is Paul Skeens, plus we could be pretty good. Why should I get rid of prospects now to go all in? To which I would answer, you only have to get rid of one or two.
Right.
You should, by all rights, have dozens at this point.
And that's the point that I'm trying to make too. Is you've got a lot of, you know, you've got a lot of guys down in your minor league system, at least allegedly. Now, you know, maybe there are some who would say, "Well, it's not as deep as you think." Well, then that's a bigger problem than anything we're talking about in my mind.
Yes, he's had 5 years to collect prospects. That's all they've done. They just picked again. They just had three picks in the top 47 players in America. They just had three of the top 47 picks even this year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.